This episode of iRescue Radio is brought to you by ProCPR.org. Online CPR training, when you want it, where you want it.
And welcome back to iRescue Radio. I'm Roy.
I'm Jody.
I'm Dan.
And we are going to be talking about some exciting things, but to say the least is the top news regarding the pirates. And I'm not talking about the Caribbean.
Yeah, and though it's not medically related, how can you avoid it? It's in the news.
Yeah.
iRescue Radio's top medical news.
I think after the Navy SEALs retook the ship back, the United States ship back, and freed the captain, that same night, maybe in the morning, the pirates had captured another ship.
Well, yeah. I heard, as I woke up, listening to the radio, a mother indicating that she'd gotten an email from her son who was on the Liberty.
Oh, my goodness.
Delivering goods to Mombasa, Kenya, and was taken captive. He said, "I love you all. We're barricaded in the engine room, and a mortar's just hit the side of the ship."
Oh, my goodness.
Next email they got was, "The USS Bainbridge has arrived. The pirates have left."
Oh, my goodness.
So the same ship that rescued the captain got diverted because there was a mayday call by the USS or by the Liberty.
Wow. You're kidding me.
No, that happened, and the mother had gotten the emails. All of this within a 10-hour period from the time that...
My word.
Is that nuts?
Yeah. That's amazing. You know, it's what's amazing about the whole pirate thing is that from what I've heard and what I understand is that they don't allow anybody on the ships, on the U.S. ships, to carry any kind of
firearms,
weapons.
Right.
No firearms. It's like the same thing
as airplanes. International law. Yeah.
Yeah, is that true? Because I just read another article that was talking about the whole concept of why aren't they wearing... arms.
Well, what I had heard is these are merchant marines. Mm-hmm. These are oil tanker boys.
Yeah.
They're not exactly trained in protecting themselves. And though you can have firearms to provoke the kidnapper or the pirates, which really they're there for, you are their biggest asset. The cargo is and the crew. That's where they're getting their money. So if you just go along, supposedly you'll be okay.
Yeah, that's what I understand from
where if you have firearms and you attempt to take them on, it's game on.
It's game on. The other thing too is the ship, or I don't know what they call them, but they call them the crew unions, I guess. They don't want to take the responsibility of crews having weapons either, because then it becomes legal issues, it becomes training
insurance.
Issues, insurance. And,
yeah.
And like you said, you shoot at a pirate, these aren't your
run of the mill,
Walt Disney pirates, King of the Caribbean swashbuckler. These are killers that are going to murder.
And they're going to have bigger weapons than you.
Yes, they will.
Almost every time.
Now, interestingly, I'd heard that they were, they claim to be fishermen.
Yeah.
Unemployed.
Poor fishermen that have been run out of business by the increased traffic of not only other fishing trolleys, but cargo ships that are ruining their fishing habitat.
Yep. Yeah. The ecological damage to the Bay of Eden, I believe it's called, or Gulf of Eden.
Mm-hmm. Right. Eel. Eden?
I thought it was Eden.
Aiden.
Thank you. Yep. Yeah, well, they actually masquerade. That's one of the biggest problems that I've heard in some of the news stories is that the pirates are hard to decipher, whether it's a fisherman who's just actually there fishing.
So the patch on the eye doesn't give them away?
No.
Or the skull and crossbone
but
flag.
The peg leg.
Jolly Roger.
Right?
Hey, arr.
Well, when they come up in a boat and say arr,
then you know you should probably take cover. Well, okay, so talking about, we're not allowed to carry weapons, right? Mm-hmm. We are non-war ships. We are non-combatant. I understand that. Otherwise, what's the difference between, a military ship and an innocent cargo ship, right?
Yeah.
Otherwise, they could be targets. They could also become terrorists if they were in the wrong hands. There's a lot of talk about developing high-tech equipment to combat these pirates, and much of it would be non-lethal. Mm-hmm. Now, if I pulled some of this stuff, and it is not to exclude actually developing things like, I think it's called LRAD, which is a It is a low frequency. You know, I'm going to slaughter this to death. But anyways, it is a piece of equipment that can focus the sound so directly at such ear-shattering frequencies.
A cruise ship used one.
Yeah,
the cruise ships.
Chased them away.
Yeah, I remember that.
You can't. It said it's like having.
They'll drop their weapons and run.
It's like having.
Taser.
It's like having audible handcuffs.
Mm-hmm.
Because good they point. Said that people can't do anything. They have to put their hands over their ears to try to deafen this stuff out. And so they have to drop their guns, their weapons.
I would dive in the water.
Yeah. And as soon as you come up and take a breath, if they had it shot to you,
The sonic rays. And they have the sonic rays and the pain blasters, is what they call them.
Well, now the pain blaster was another one that they're developing, and that's microwave technology.
They use that in the Army right now.
They are using that.
Jeeps. It looks like a big paradox, looks like a big satellite dish comes up. And
they call it the pain. What do they call it?
That plain thing? Blaster is what I've heard of.
What's the trajectory or what's the range on these?
It's long. It was quite long, like hundreds of yards from what I understood.
And it directs the beam of non-lethal, is what they're saying, microwaves to these people.
Hmm.
And it causes instantaneous burning pain.
Yeah, like you're boiling.
With supposed no side effects.
Unless you stay
there. You have to jump out of the way.
Yeah.
Immediately.
Now,
of course, right now, they already are using water cannons.
Mm-hmm.
That's the main defense right now that these ships have, is that they will take their fire hoses.
Tip the boat over.
Fire hoses, and they'll try to shoot the aggressors off the ladders as they're trying to.
Mm-hmm.
But when they've got these missile launchers, it's a little tough to do that.
Yeah. Okay. I get the water. You get the missile.
I'll take the missile. Yeah. Hand me that water gun, would you?
It's a fair fight.
Now, there was some other ones as well. There's a foam that they're developing, and these links will all be at our site, so people can take a look at it.
I assume that these are all night attacks.
I don't know.
No, I don't think so. I mean, they're all night.
When you're a cargo ship.
And you move real fast.
And these people are coming upside you with missile launchers.
And speedboats.
Yeah, and firing automatic weapons.
Yeah, they're not rowing out to you.
No.
They can't. You can't tell, and that was a big issue. You don't know. Are they just fishermen? Is it an innocent person until they actually get to the point of trying to come on board?
Right. Be nice if everybody did have a beard and a patch over one eye and a peg leg and
the Jolly Roger flying.
Yeah.
She's Santa's.
Sing 'em, boys.
You can hear pirate music in the background. It might be a little easier. So I think what this is going to do is it's going to cause a reason to develop some of these non-lethal or less lethal weapons. Which I know we're already developing for our military, and I think it's a good idea.
What about private companies?
Well,
security companies.
I think you talked a little bit about Blackwater possibly being contacted.
Losing work.
You and I were talking about mercenaries. Is there a market now for privately held professional security guards that are
ex-special
forces, ex-SEALs, to...
Patrol not ex-Barney Fifes.
Well, they know it's seen. You know, we have all kinds of technology to monitor things. Now, they're saying that the Indian Ocean is four states of Texas.
Right.
Big, right?
Yes, huge. Exactly.
But
huge.
I'm sorry, but the world has shrunk. I'm not just talking about four states.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the world has shrunk.
Yeah.
And with these long-distance technologies, I just would have to believe that there's a market. When it comes to commodities and fear and anti-terrorism, that there's a market for privatized security to retake these ships back.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. We'll see.
I mean, well, France is literally, the French commandos are making warfare at this point.
Yeah.
Now, they're far more aggressive than we are. I think this is the first instance. That's why it's made news. This is the first instance of Navy SEALs going out and taking people out.
Yeah. And... Although it's too bad that, and some people may disagree with this, although it's too bad that there was any life loss.
Right.
Fortunately for the innocents, no one innocently died. Right?
Correct.
In that case. In the French case, in that yacht, a father of a three-year-old died, I think.
Well,
it was.
Yeah, the one that had been warned repeatedly not to go into the Gulf of Aden.
There's a lot of rough situations about that whole bad story. Right. But right. Yeah, so hopefully this will, you know, piracy's been around forever. Now they're talking about on radio.
It's getting a lot of press.
Yeah. Yeah, well, they're making a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think there's over 130 hostages still held currently and over five ships still being held today.
Yep. Pretty amazing stuff. Amazing stuff.
So we'll have to keep our eyes open on that. Yep. Pirates.
Who would have thunk?
Who would have thought? I thought the days of pirates were over.
Nope.
They're not.
Disney brought them back.
That's true.
They glorified them.
Popularized it again.
Oh, my.
We'd all but forgotten it like smallpox.
Made heroes out of them.
That's it.
Poor Disney. Oh, pirates.
Ready or not, it's time for this week's
This week's hot topic is really near and dear to our hearts. Can you believe it? A nurse was called out of surgery just to get her pink slip.
It is unbelievable.
Unfathomable.
Middle of surgery.
In the middle of surgery. Excuse me, Nurse Jones. Nurse Jones, could you come here for just a moment?
Okay, can somebody hold the mask over somebody, the patient's...
Somebody take the suction from her for just a moment. I just got to talk to her for just a second. Oh, by the way, you're
she'll
laid
be,
off.
You she can, might be real back.
Real quick. Yeah, yeah, she'll be... She may be right back.
Nurse Jones, go clear out your locker, please, and leave. No, don't worry about the gloves. Just keep them.
Okay. Madison, Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
Dean Health System nurse was called out of surgery so a manager could tell her she was being laid off.
It's unbelievable.
Dean Health says the surgery was minor.
Well, there you go. She had a role in being there.
Exactly. You know, and it wasn't even like she was at the drinking fountain or playing...
On a potty break during surgery?
You know, playing Uno, you know, because there's nothing to do. She's in surgery.
It immediately crosses the line. You got me going now. It immediately crosses the line of patient care coming first.
Unbelievable.
It really does.
Now, we don't even know who this nurse is.
No, and we don't know who the manager is. I think the manager's got to go before the nurse does.
Man.
And whoever the manager heard it from to go do it, however far up this food chain it goes, they were completely and utterly out of line.
Yeah.
And if it was my relative that was on that table.
Oh, man.
I don't care if it's knee surgery or whatever it is. I mean, Roy, you've had it recently. Yeah. Your mother-in-law going in for shoulder surgery.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Minor, right?
Yeah.
Minor surgery.
Yeah. Yeah. Be out in a couple days.
Yeah.
Good thing. Yeah.
So
Dean Health says the surgery was minor and the patient wasn't affected. But the manager who had summoned the nurse from surgery violated medical protocol. Do you think?
I think so. Now, only way I could look at this story objectively and say, okay, I understand it, is if that nurse was told they were not to go in any more surgeries that day.
Okay, but that's not what it says. Be in here, though?
It should be.
But called Dean Health, shouldn't Dean Health say, you don't understand?
Right.
You don't have the whole story.
Yeah, this person was let go a week ago, and they're still working.
Yeah, I can't imagine that being the situation.
They didn't say that, though.
No.
Or
I just can't imagine.
Do you bring in a substitute to fill in for the nurse to have that nurse come out? There's so many other ways to handle
this. It doesn't make sense, though. It doesn't make any sense. Call her out during a procedure?
You know, we're not talking about a tooth extraction here.
Right.
Maybe the manager was going on vacation and she had to have that taken care of before she left. Oh, I don't know. That just gets nuts.
The Madison-based healthcare provider announced Wednesday that it planned to immediately lay off 90 employees.
You know, that's the state of things. I don't have a problem with that. It's the state of the industry. You do not jeopardize patient health.
No.
No.
And someone argued, you're laying 90 people off. That jeopardizes patient health.
Right.
Right. So.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of questions that are going to be raised about this. In fact, someone was just asking me the other day, so how's the health care industry? I said, well, people are still getting sick. They're still getting injured. You know, there's always going to be a need for caregivers. Now, the major funding is not private.
No.
The major funding for this is health insurance.
Mm-hmm. From employers.
Mm-hmm. Employers
that are
from
no longer
health
employed.
Insurance companies, AIG, you know, I mean, who knows? And insurance companies make their money by reinvesting premiums.
Exactly.
They don't make their money by premiums. They make their money by getting premiums, taking the premium money, and investing it wisely and getting good returns on those.
Right.
And making more money than they spend in claims. We are a sickening society. We are getting sicker.
Mm-hmm. More of us are getting sicker.
Yes. Younger, mm-hmm. right? Which is a whole other topic. Hmm. Younger people and people that shouldn't be getting sick, which is what we talk about when we talk about child obesity. Mm-hmm. They have a higher incidence of insulin-dependent diabetes, yep. cancer, heart disease, stroke. We've been talking about BPA and other toxins mm-hmm. in our environment, which are going to be leading to problems. We are talking about regular accidents that occur. We're talking about disease processes. We're talking about sexually transmitted diseases that cause short-term and long-term problems. We are a sickening society in need of good health insurance. Well, if these health insurances keep cutting back and we don't have a good healthcare system, I guess we won't be able to afford as many healthcare providers.
Yeah, and I would suggest too, yes, the healthcare industry has been more recession-proof than general industry, but it's only a matter of time. We're just later to feel the effect of it. Right.
Sure. It's all going to get affected. Does that mean that everybody's going to get laid off? I mean, anything's possible, I guess.
Yeah. Apocalyptic. Russian invasion.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, right. But in the scope of things, I think it will be one of the last systems to collapse. I mean, it's pretty important to get help when you're dying, right? So this is just tragic, though, to hear about this poor nurse, male or female. We keep calling it her.
First of all, lose their job.
Well, the fact that they lost their job, that 90 people got laid off, is bad, really bad.
But a patient's health jeopardized.
Compromised.
Because of policy or politics.
I just don't think people are using their heads.
No, there's no.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. That's not even on the radar of.
So. Yeah, it makes you have to wonder, was the manager walking by and happened to look into the surgery room and, oh, there's one I got to talk to. Hey.
That saved me a trip.
Yeah, that's sad.
I don't know that, but I'm
very sad.
It's very sad.
Now it's time for the ProCPR.org Puzzler. What the heck would you do? ProCPR.org. Online training when you want it, where you want it.
In this week's What the Heck Would You Do, Stumper, we have a pretty interesting scenario. And we're going to handle this just a little bit differently. Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you the scenario mm-hmm. with the signs and symptoms.
Okay.
Then I'm going to wait for you to ask me questions about this patient. Mm-hmm. I'll give you those answers, and you need to come up with the diagnoses and the treatment plan.
Okay.
Fun?
So I got to figure out what happened.
Yeah.
All right. I'm game.
All right. So you have a 43, 44-year-old male.
Oh, that's old.
Ouch.
Who...
ate a very large burrito.
No. Nope. Now you're throwing the scenario up.
All right, sorry.
Okay. We have to guess.
They had been working around the home. Oh. Okay, so you get called to this home. Everybody's paramedic now. Okay.
Okay.
You get called to the home on a man, 43 years old, not feeling well.
Okay.
Came home from work. He was doing fine. Had dinner with his family. Mm-hmm. And then went outside to work around the yard.
All right.
This patient is not feeling well. What kind of symptoms would you want to ask if this person is having?
You going to start, Dan? You start. Come on.
Are you feeling any chest pains?
No chest pain.
Do you feel like you have heartburn?
Not heartburn. I feel nauseous. In fact, I threw up.
Not good.
Come on, boys.
Does your throat burn?
No, it doesn't really burn. I mean, it burns because I threw up, but it doesn't really burn per se.
Are your eyes itching or anything like that?
Well, they sting a little bit. They sting a little bit.
Do you inhale anything when you were working out in the yard?
I don't think so. No? I don't know if I... You mean inhale?
Well, I mean, were you working with anything? Any kind of chemicals of any kind?
What was I doing in the yard, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was spraying. I was spraying for bugs.
Okay.
Misting.
Yeah.
And then I was laying down a bunch of, you know, weed and feed.
Oh.
That was dry, though. I was spreading that. But it was probably shortly after I was spraying for the bugs.
Yeah.
Fogging and stuff.
You're fogging even.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And spraying some fruit trees and things like that.
It's not good.
Excuse me while I get sick. Oh.
So, as a paramedic,
do you want to know anything else?
You tell the patient, well, that's not good.
That's what I say.
Boy, that's pretty stupid.
I say, man, you're terrible. Dumb. I'm out of here.
Jeez.
Sign this form and say you don't want to help. No.
Isn't there some things we'd want to know?
But the realistic thing from a medical standpoint, you're gonna make sure airway breathing circulation are all right.
Okay.
And so are airway breathing circulation issues okay? I'm not asking you as the scenario giver.
Oh, you're asking me, is my airway breathing circulation okay?
No, I'm asking you as the scenario giver.
Yeah.
Is the airway breathing and circulation okay on this patient?
Or not
as the patient.
Yeah, they're not in any immediate life threatening distress, and. Yes, you're right. Thanks for asking. Their eyes are watering. They are salivating terribly.
Oh, yeah.
They are getting gut pains now, vomiting, lethargic, a little bit more lethargic.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know what I would do. I mean, it's going to be time to see if you can determine exactly what he was spraying, exactly what chemical he's using, and call poison control at this point. Because he's obviously had some kind of poisoning situation going on.
No, I'm going to antagonize with it.
Go ahead.
Is there anything we should have been thinking about as a rescuer as we approach this patient?
Is this scene safe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, what else is in the air?
Well, there's something in the air. He's soaked. He's got it all over him.
If he's been misting.
Right? Yeah. You don't want to touch him.
It's on his clothes.
Is it still floating around me?
It might be, yeah.
How do you know I'm not going to get it?
Maybe he mixed it wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
In fact, what was it he was mixing?
Mm-hmm.
You know, can you tell me where that stuff is at?
Yep.
Will you show me what you were using?
Yes. This is probably going to be a hazmat call because...
Potentially.
You're going to call hazmat because if you...
We can't put him in the ambulance right now.
Uh-uh. Got to cut his clothes off. Yeah. Got to cut his clothes off, scrub him down.
Yep. And be careful about inhaling his fumes if he's inhaled a noxious fume.
I wouldn't have guessed that.
Yeah.
No?
Farms are the most notorious places for the worst mixing of chemicals you can imagine.
We don't realize that actually much of the stuff that farms use, especially fruit farms, are using chemicals that are used in warfare.
Well,
nerve agents.
Nerve agents, yeah.
Well, exactly. And I've golfed a number of courses up north that have fruit trees around.
As the plane flies over?
And you could, no, but they have a tractor that runs out there in the spring.
Yeah,
and
for some reason, exactly.
I smelled it.
Yeah, the wind's blowing.
And guess what all the golfers are doing when he's not out there spraying?
Spitting?
No, they're grabbing apples off the trees.
Oh, nice.
Pounding them.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Fully chemical.
You wonder by the end of the course if everybody's falling on the ground and can't move.
Or flatulating, diarrhea, salivating.
Poor golf game.
Poor golf game. Uncoordinated.
Fell down.
Right.
Swung and hurt myself.
Yep.
So if you don't want your other golfing buddies to do well, you say, hey, guys, go eat some apples.
Wow, look at those apples. See you after the game, fly boy. Looks like I'm going to be winning this round.
This is your last birdie.
After we've isolated the identified and we were going to make sure we call poison control after activating EMS if this is a layperson.
Yeah.
As a rescuer, we're going to probably, as you said, Jody, it depends on the amount of saturation and what the risks are to us. Mm-hmm. A nice call to poison control while starting an IV or decontaminating this person, getting them off the clothes off, obviously using gloves and barriers from us. All of this would be done outside in a well-ventilated area away from the poisons, not in the wet, soaked grass that he just sprayed.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Which is something we want to think about, too, as we walk out to this person who's now sitting on a wet field. And then we're going to identify either via the poison control center, what types of things can we be doing? And obviously, as a paramedic, you'll follow your local protocol. But, you know, the flushing, if it's in the eyes, on the skin, 15 minutes is usually a minimum of copious water solution. That's where hazmat comes in.
Yep.
The HazWhopper team can come out and actually set up a little tub and really deluge this person. I'll get them all right scrubbed down before they get in the bag.
You know what? This raises a question.
Yeah.
May I ask?
Sure.
This is the season to spray your children down with bug spray.
Uh-huh. Some people.
Could they potentially have this kind of reaction? If you've never, if you try a different bug spray, what's on the market today that could cause, that goes topically on the skin, could they have a reaction?
Well, to any, to any bug spray, anything can cause an allergic reaction. Sure. So there's never an answer to say, nope, won't cause a reaction. You can't ever say that because anything could. But today's bug sprays typically aren't going to cause that because like
they're made for being applied to the skin. Yeah. Does that mean that they're safe long term? I think that's where the question comes in. Oh, what am I doing to the long term health of my child using some of these poisons, insecticides?
Yep.
Are they absorbing through the skin? What if it gets in the eyes, the mouth, the nose, things like that?
Right.
Those are the bigger questions, don't you agree, Jody, people are asking. And it's not so much, am I going to have an immediate reaction to this? Could they have a reaction to the chemicals? Absolutely. Yeah. There's always that possibility.
Okay.
Like DEET. I mean, the big thing with DEET it was that.
It works.
Yeah, but the long-term reaction to that is bad.
Yeah, it's poison.
It's like, well, it's like lice control, too. Lice control shampoo.
Yep.
You know, it's if someone has lice, lice control shampoo is great. However, the chemicals in that stuff,
Terrible.
They are awful.
Yeah.
They're nerve agents.
How close to the brain can we put this stuff?
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. So,
crazy.
So there is a lot of hype right now, which I think is good hype, about creating your own natural bug repellents. And there are some organic / natural bug repellents out there. Yeah. I've tried a couple of them and they've worked. And we've got some deep woods. I mean, I don't mean deep woods off. I mean, we've got some pretty deep woods. It's surrounded by wetlands.
Yeah.
In the heat of the mosquito season, you can't go out there and not get a carpet of mosquitoes on you.
Right. Yeah.
And so I've tried a couple of these. In fact, one of them is created right here locally.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's kind of a vinegar base. You can smell it. Mm-hmm. And doggone it, it worked.
Yep. Different ones.
Really?
Yeah. A lot of different ones work. Being an old-time camper that I am, I've used a lot of different things over the year. I don't know if you've tried Skin So Soft much.
Yeah.
But
we do on the golf course. Everybody's got them in their golf bags.
Skin So Soft is one of the primary ones that you hear a lot of people using for.
Is there anything bad about Skin So Soft?
Not really. It's pretty mild, pretty soothing, pretty calming. That's why, or I shouldn't say calming. It's pretty mild and calm to use on your skin. There's no dangerous toxins in it.
Yeah.
One thing that I've always tried is just not showering for a couple of weeks, and that works.
Well, that keeps pretty much everybody away. Yeah. It's a great repellent.
Keeps everybody. No, I'm just kidding. But no, seriously though, the
garlic cloves.
The garlic is really good.
So eat a big Italian meal
and sweat a lot.
And sweat a lot.
And no one will want to come near you.
No, not even the mosquitoes.
It's a great repellent.
Yeah.
No Italian ever got malaria.
We don't know that. He's making that up.
Yeah. Garlic and onions. Love it.
There you go. Cancer. So the situation, this guy got into some insecticides and was having a reaction to the poisoning and was showing some of the symptoms, sludge symptoms, salivation, lacrimation, urination, defecation, and gastrointestinal upset. And emesis sludge.
Not pretty.
No. So, you know, this is the season. Everyone's going to start spraying and dusting and everything else. We got to be careful about those poisons and making sure that we're using the right personal protective equipment. Mm-hmm. Look on the containers. You will be able to see what you can or should do and shouldn't do and how to contain it, how to dispose of it, and then how soon your pets or your kids get out into that yard and play in those poisons is always important as well. So there you go. That's the Stumper, what the heck would you do, scenario of the day. Now for this week's poll question. I always want to say poll kitty.
Poll brother?
Poll cat.
Poll cat.
Well, anyways, last week's poll question, do you think online studies are as effective as traditional? What do you think people said?
I think people I think people that listen to our podcast are pretty tech-savvy people, so I bet you they said it was pretty high-ranked.
I agree.
You think so?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's a little poll within a poll?
Yeah.
Want to know what it was?
Mm-hmm.
100% yes.
There you go.
Yes what?
it was effective. That they thought that 100% that online studies were as effective as traditional.
Really?
100% of them said yes.
Cool.
Interesting, huh?
Cool stuff.
Now, the new poll question for today is, how should pirates be controlled?
What insecticide would you use?
How should the pirate situation be controlled?
I've heard Agent Orange does quite a
bit. Snipers.
Or do you slash that security companies?
Well, no, that'll be C.
Okay.
Snipers. Non-lethal weapons. C. Security, private security guards.
They get their own boats.
Or D, leave them alone.
Take their chances.
Well, they deserve it. You know, they're pirates. They're poor. Their fishing arena is getting misused. Mm-hmm. And doggone it, they've got a right to it. That's the devil's advocate.
Wow.
So A, they should be sniped. B, non-lethal weapons should be developed. C, security guards privatized. Vigilantes is what we're talking about.
Yep.
D, leave those poor pirates alone.
Just let them be.
Let them be.
Let them take the ships over.
Yep.
Let them get their ransom.
Let them have their piece of the pie. Stay away from the Cape. We'll see what people say.
There you go.
So from the studios of iRescue Radio, I'm Roy.
I'm Jody.
I am Dan.
And we'll talk to you next week.
If you have anything you would like to contribute to iRescue Radio, you can contact us toll-free at 866-661-5701 or visit our website at irescueradio.com. The commentaries in this podcast may not reflect the views of iRescue Radio or any of its sponsors or subsidiaries. iRescue Radio will not be held liable for any damages resulting from the advice given in this podcast.